Hi. Okay, looks good. Hi everybody. This is Matt Stevens in Al Ain, UAE, and I'm sitting here talking with Marcia, who just joined us, and also Mariana Skolchets. Yay, I think I did it. And her son Philip. And Philip is an expert at Minecraft, and he's going to tell us a bit about that. And Mariana is going to talk about all kinds of topics. She knows quite a lot about what she's been doing, mainly her Comenius project, which she'll tell us more about and come back later and talk to us about on August 3rd. But basically, we had a Sunday where I didn't know where I would be, and Mariana was kind enough to come on the spur of the moment, and perhaps others will join us. But Philip wants to get to his Minecraft, so let's let him talk first. Hi, Philip, how are you?
Good.
Good, okay. Good answer. So I understand, actually, I'm really very interested in Minecraft myself. I've seen a lot of Minecraft videos. I've listened to a lot of Minecraft podcasts. I even purchased something that would I should have been able to go in and play Minecraft, but I really don't know how to do it. But maybe you can explain a little bit about that. How can I get involved myself in Minecraft, and what do you do?
I play Minecraft every day. I build stuff. And in this
Okay,
micro world, I like build cities and
and try to avoid dying.
yeah. I did see the first
So you have to protect your cities, don't you?
Yeah, I play on survival mode, not on creative mode. So I often play in survival because it's most fun, and I like it.
What's the difference between survival and creative mode?
In survival mode, you have to craft stuff, and in creative mode, you have to you can get stuff from your inventory. It's automatically there.
Okay. And in creative mode, it's just where you're not threatened, you can build, is that it?
Yeah, you can build everything. You can fly around.
Don't you have to, as I understand, you have to build in such a way that first of all you have power for what you need to mine, the power source, and you have to keep things powered, and you have to make sure that you have to protect yourself from the things that come out at night and also against other players. So how do you do that?
In servers, when you play multiplayer with friends, you have to make a faction. A faction is basically protect your shelter, your base that you made. You have to put like blocks around your shelter, which basically a faction is.
Okay. And do you get things stolen from you, or do people penetrate your faction?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Okay. Do you take things from other people if you find useful things? Or maybe people just share things?
Yeah, I steal things.
That's survival. How to survive in that micro? Can you tell us, Philip, how did you start playing? What did you? Vance mentioned that you have to buy a micro. So what did that do?
Yes, he bought Minecraft for me.
Official,
yeah.
He bought Minecraft so he could play multiplayer. And what about having this stuff that you build? Like I have my favorite, an airplane battle, and I hope I will find it. I have somewhere in bookmarks, but maybe he can tell you how he builds stuff. What is his favorite Minecraft world?
My favorite Minecraft world that I have so far builded is has to be the Boat Wars. The two boats, those are like pirates, attack on boats.
I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen that one, even though he does all of these things, but recently he's also playing some other games. And what me as a teacher, not just as a mother, but as a teacher, fascinated me is how he learned English very quickly, because we are not native speakers, right? And you notice that he has like an American English. There's a lot of words, vocabulary in these games that I don't even know or wouldn't know. Okay, I know the sword thing, but he's mentioning some kind of pickaxes and things and stuff and red blocks and what other blocks. And both of them are playing, and he started first. And what I noticed that was fantastic is to be able to pass, you know, a certain level or to learn how to play a certain game, he goes to YouTube, or he used to go to YouTube, even though now, just to see from other experts, other players who share their knowledge. That was in the beginning. Now he is the one who makes video tutorials of mini games and his own games and for creation modes, of course. But mostly he's actually recording these YouTube tutorials only in English. So it's not like just learning, watching and listening. He's actually speaking and using that knowledge, that language that he learned from the games, which fascinates me. And in a way gave me an idea, and what Marcia and I discussed recently, what we in school do when we teach our students is they are mainly grammar, reading and grammar, but there's not a lot of speaking. So now I'm more open also on noticing how he practices speaking in class as much as you can on any kind of things. And I get my students also motivated by talking about games, though at least those who like games, and they know a lot of stuff. They really, really know, and they learn a lot. So, Mom took the mic.
Yeah, I've heard on podcasts that most of the teachers, I've heard that a majority of them are English or ESL teachers, although I know that also teachers of other subjects use it to help develop critical skills in their students. Hi, Halima, how are you? We're talking about Minecraft. Please make sure you mute your mic if you're not actually speaking.
I'm more open also on noticing how he practices speaking in class as much as you can on any kind of things, and I get my students also motivated by talking about games. Though at least.
Go ahead, Mariana.
Hello, Halima. Well, we have just opened his Snake Gaming 12 channel, and I told him to find links of several of the YouTube fantastic tutorials that I like, videos. So he's going to copy that and share with you in the Google Hangout chat. I have shared the Okay, good. So that you can see what they do, and this is an airplane battle, right? He just shared the link of the airplane battle. I love that one because it doesn't have any talk actually, only music he chooses and finds. Has to be free, and the most important thing for me is actually the internet safety. You know, he's not he's still very young, and I'm always afraid. So we talk with him a lot, and to see who is he hanging out, who is he talking to, because they were very young, both of our sons, to be starting using internet and online. And how long have you had a YouTube channel?
A year and a half.
A year and a half, and Marcia knows that we tried to...
I can hear it playing. I've got it here, but I
stopped. Marcia knows that we wanted Philip to have 100 subscribers, and how many do you have now?
157.
Wow. I might subscribe myself. Maybe I'll be 150.
Oh, yes. You do that, Vance. Thank you. Yeah. So he shared some of the links of the YouTube Minecraft he does. Or videos. Of course, you will notice he's posting other games as well, Garry's Mod, and it's interesting how I'm very glad that he's trying to be more polite, even though sometimes I'm very mad at him. He uses swears. He swears. He uses bad language. But this is something that they learn. Yeah, I have to be honest. This is something that they hear, you know, from other Minecraft players or other video tutorials or something like that. And what amazed me that all the people, I say older, like young people, but at the age of maybe 20 and older, they play these games online, they make these tutorials, it's their job. It's like it's now a profession to be a professional gamer. So Philip wants to be a professional gamer. He's what?
I am already.
He's already. Okay, good. So good to know that. So that's the bad thing about all this. And all in all, he helps people. He even helps those players online. I notice him sharing on YouTube, you know, descriptions and suggestions what to do, how to install something, how to get rid of this or that. So it's interesting. And as a 10-year-old, already has a Twitter account. 11. Yeah, he will be 11 soon. Okay, I do
it. It's only a few months away.
Few months away, and then he will be 11. It's like being adult almost.
I am.
Right. Okay. Tell us. Can I please ask him just a few more things to say about how does he does these Minecraft videos? What web tools does he uses? Because that's interesting. Because I don't know where does he finds this, and he really, really learned a lot, and even helped us learn something from him.
Okay.
I find every recording program, editing program, through YouTube. And through YouTube, I also learned English. Through games, I learned English. Through
speaking with your mom, you learn English.
Yeah.
Marianne, may I ask you? Maybe I have overheard. How old is your son, Philip?
They play these games online. They make these tutorials. It's like our profession to be a professional. Yes, yes, Halima, he's 11 years old. I think your sound comes a little bit slower, but can you tell us which web tools you use?
11, what grade is this? Match to grades?
Okay.
3, 4, 5?
Sorry, to know that.
In our case, 11, it matched to class to grade 5. And in your country?
So that's about all this, and all in all, Halima?
Yes, I see, fine. Yes. I get my granddaughter, she's 2 years elder. It will be a good idea to connect children. What country are you from? I can't understand. It is comments?
As a 10-year-old,
okay. What country are you from? Poland. Poland.
Croatia.
Are you from Poland? Croatia. Because you know, Vance Komensky is a great educator, and all educators at pedagogical universities must to study his pedagogical heritage. He was just from, yes, from
about how does he does these
okay.
Minecraft videos, what web tools that he uses, because that's interesting, because I don't know where. Okay, good. Thank you, Halima, for the comment. I will shortly talk about Comenius a bit. We just wanted Philip to say which web tools he uses to make video recordings, and then he needs to go. And we can discuss more about it.
Yes, yes, he was from Poland, yes, Komensky. And something with concentration camp, yes. It is
Halima,
a very nice
Halima.
Activity to mama and son. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, over to the small chests.
How old is your son?
Okay.
For recording, I use Fraps, and for editing videos, I use Sony Vegas Pro 12. Everything is moving. Everything is moving.
Can you put the links in the
Maybe you post your email address, and I'll send you email asking my granddaughter if she will work in a team with your son. Okay?
Okay, Halima. Okay, so we will connect via Skype because I have you on Skype, right?
Oh, okay.
Can we do
my
it?
Skype
okay.
is very easy. I will write my Skype.
Halima?
I see.
Halima, you're the conversation is coming back through your speakers. Could you please mute your microphone?
Yes, just turn off that. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Now to back to the program. Let's see. Okay, so Halima has complied. So we were talking about how you edit the videos, and I'm also trying to put up a screen share where I can display it as well, but my computer is going really slow for some reason. Anyway, okay, so one thing I'd like to know before you go as well is how can other people play the games that you play? How do you join Minecraft? It's not free, right? So you have to join a server. How do you do that?
You register on their website, minecraft.net. And there's going to be username, email, and everything, the private stuff, password. And then when you register, you download Minecraft, and it's going to be only single player. And if you buy Minecraft, you can play multiplayer.
Okay. So to be able to play Minecraft multiplayer online, you need to have original Minecraft, but you can have a single player without having a Minecraft boot, right?
But single player would not be fun for very long.
Sure.
So you need to get into a server that has people on it. How do you choose such a server?
In the bottom right corner there's add server like button. You find the IPs or servers on the internet. You copy the server, you paste it into Minecraft.
Okay, so and you do that on Minecraft.net?
No, in the Minecraft launcher.
Ah, okay. All right, so you have to pay to get the launcher, is that correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And if can anyone join a Minecraft server, or aren't there age limitations? For example, I'm way too old, probably.
No.
No. Yes.
Yeah, your mom was talking about privacy, and that's a very important consideration. So a lot of them restrict the usage to just children, for example, or school children. Is that right?
Yes.
But Minecraft not.
Not Minecraft.
How old do you need to be? Like 8 years old.
At seven.
Yeah, I don't. I see many. I see mostly kids are playing Minecraft, and when they come to high school, my teenagers, they do play, but just few of them. The others are playing League of Legends or whatever, you know, like those war games, right? But there are still some who play, but mostly his age. What I noticed that other players who play and are a bit older, 20 or older. 16. He's 16 and more older. They actually, when they play, they actually do it only just as a how to say, like a tutorial to show other people how to go through certain things, how to survive, what to do, what to buy, where to go. So they are doing like maybe as professionally, not just having, or they are just having fun, and they do it. Sometimes three or four of them are in the Minecraft and playing, because Philip has been showing me several YouTube videos that people do record while they are playing and just having fun and enjoying.
Okay.
Yes. That's it for me.
that's okay. A bit enough for him, because he haven't prepared anything. He hasn't prepared anything, and it was the first time that you have spoken English to to teachers. Right, to teachers.
Did you prepare Snake Gaming 12?
No.
Oh, okay.
He is actually Snake Gaming. I see you are sharing his Minecraft Airplane Battle, Minecraft mini game. That's his YouTube channel. I think he has more than 80 videos, right? How many videos do you have? 81 videos. In 1.5 years, he made 81 videos.
I don't upload often.
He doesn't upload often because we have slow internet, even though, as you have noticed, Vance, it's a bit quicker now since my husband has bought a better download for us, quicker a bit, even though it's not very too quick like probably in other countries. So now I can at least share a video and audio at the same time in Google Plus, and for me that's a big plus.
I see in this video you're building a bridge to another airplane. Is that you playing the game? Is that what you've videoed?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, yeah. So, you're going to blow it up. Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's about all fun.
Yeah, but, there are many such videos on YouTube, but it's interesting to see how creative this can be, and it's very convincing, I think, to imagine our students being this engaged with something, and also, as you've pointed out, learning English from it and developing their English skills, which is what we teach. So, really interesting and creative.
Yes, I think our colleague from Turkey, Dave, he's actually lives in Turkey, Dave Dodgson, right, Marcia? He talked about this also using Minecraft with his students in Turkey and how engaging they were. So I remember because I moderated his session. It was very interesting and what they really can do. And it's nice at least to engage them in any kind of way to study language, any kind of language. In this case, this is English, but I think there are other Minecraft videos in different languages. Have you encountered any languages?
Yes.
Which one?
They speak English, Croatian, Polish, I think.
But the most important is that his native language is Croatian, and he speaks and learns English. If he's interested in German, maybe, or any other language, he can also do the same thing. But he says no. Okay, good.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Philip, for spending your time with us. We appreciate this. And we'll look at your YouTube channel. And
Mariana, do you say that he studies only English? His mother tongue is Serbian.
No, Croatian. Croatian is his mother tongue, and he only learns English.
Would he prefer to study another language like German, no?
Yes, but when he goes to high school, then he will be able to learn German. In regular high school, we have German, Spanish, or I think Italian.
Can he speak a little German too?
No.
Junger Mann, kannst du Deutsch sprechen?
Nein.
Warum denn?
No, I know, Halima, you are a German teacher. And I remember once I have studied German. I studied German 15 years ago. I understand a lot, but I forgot to speak really, and that's because you lose practice, right?
I never been in your country, but we heard that your culture is very close to German culture. Yeah, nicht das? Haben Sie das nicht gefühlt, dass Ihre Kultur sie ist sehr nah zu der deutschen Kultur, nicht?
Ja, ja, it can, yes, it can be, because the Croatia was a part of Austria. Austro-Hungarian, you know, in the past, and then in the Second World War as well, and before English came, a lot of people used to learn only German in high schools, but now they only learn it in high school, not anymore in primary school. A little, small amount of students would learn.
Ich war aus einer Opfer, die deutsche Sprache als erste Fremdsprache studiert habe, ja, als eine Opfer der kommunistischen Zeit, okay?
Ja, yeah,
und
yeah.
Dann
He and I, we don't understand you.
Halima, we'd like to, we only have Mariana for another 15 minutes, so we'd like to give her a chance to get on her topic, which is with Philip, in the time he spent with us, it's about Minecraft. She wants to tell us a little bit about the Comenius project as well. And I'm waiting for this plane to blow up.
Okay, I don't know, maybe my my video has blocked for us. I don't know how you see us. So
yeah,
Philip will say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, thanks, Philip. Thanks a lot for coming. Another time, maybe.
That's peace. Yes, well, I hope another time as well. I don't, unfortunately, I hope you can hear me. Can
yes,
you?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
We can hear you fine. You're still there, as before.
I'm not sharing video because I was... stopped probably. I will try to use it. If not, maybe just the audio. So
it's
okay.
It's
thank you very much. It's so unusual, wonderful. Thank you.
Audio at the same time. Yeah. Okay. So as you have noticed, my son is playing video games and all kind of things, and I think that most of these things have to do with both my husband and me using computers a lot, and we allow them, but of course with a constant control, which is a bit difficult. Vance also invited me to say, actually I asked him, and I'm very happy and thankful for him to give me the opportunity to say a few words about Comenius European project that I have been running for my school for the past 2 years. It is a project which has been sponsored by European Union Lifelong Learning Program. And to tell you more about this European Lifelong Learning Program is in shortly this. Each country has its own national agency that gets the money from the European Union for certain types of projects. The Lifelong Learning Projects, I will post into chat, Lifelong Learning Program was on for like 7 years or something like that. It lasted from 2007 until 2013, and at that time there existed Comenius projects, Leonardo da Vinci, and many other projects that I don't know much about. Yes, thank you, James, for posting it. I don't know much about because there are more for high schools, you know, and you know, for regional types of projects. But Comenius and Leonardo da Vinci were a type of projects that you can have schools collaborate, become partners and travel to each other and also work on a certain project. The project, my school was a part of it and I was a school project coordinator. It was called Enterprising, Healthy and Creative. I'm going to post a link of the official website of our project. And just for you to get the idea, even though we are still working on the project itself, because it will officially finish on the 31st of July this year. And since you have noticed I have lost my video, I'm not going to share my screen to show you something more, but as we mentioned, it will be more talk about this in August. So
you could send me the link and I could share it.
Okay, so I posted the link of the website. It's called www.nkov.ee. So the partners of the project, beside my school, Gymnasia Bernardina Frankopana in Ogulin, so beside Croatia, there were three more countries in the project, Estonia, Hungary, and Bulgaria.
And the idea of the project came from the colleague from Bulgaria. She sent me an email on eTwinning, and I mentioned to Vance about eTwinning. That is an online platform for teachers of Europe, European teachers.
eTwinning.
eTwinning, yes, right.
Yes,
James. So I'm just going to this. Comenius projects, you have to be partners with at least, if you want to have two types of project, you can have bilateral, which means only two countries, or multilateral, which means, as James wrote, three or more. There is no limit. There's no limit. I know some projects that have had, I think, 14 countries even. But unfortunately, I don't know if they have the time and opportunity to travel to all of these countries in 2 years. So actually, Comenius projects is coming to its end. Now what you have in Europe is so-called Erasmus Plus projects that will have very, very similar things actually doing with similar to this Comenius, but they are not called anymore Comenius or Leonardo da Vinci. They are called Erasmus Plus K1 or K2 projects. And the same thing is, schools will travel to each other, they will work on the project, and they will get the funding from the European Union, from their own national agency, and they need to do a certain amount of mobilities and do the project book activities that they prepare. So the idea came from the colleague from Bulgaria. The project is called, I posted the link, the project is called Enterprising, Healthy and Creative, which means that we, the students have been talking about healthy lifestyle and about enterprise, you know, about business. So it was better for the vocational students, but also we included other high school students who don't know much about business, because that was the whole point, to learn more about this. Each country had to create their own student company. So student company as having like a real company, but it was just for fun and for playing. And students actually in our school have these student companies as a part of their curriculum when they learn in economics. And this student company has to do with a certain product. Certain product was about honey. So we explored everything about honey, and it was familiar that our school, our company was called Medicia, which in English means Medicia. In Croatian, actually means med, honey, everything to do with honey. And other countries like Estonia, they had a company about fish and fish products. Bulgaria about milk and milk products, and Hungarians had a company regarding fruit and vegetables. So it was working a lot about these products. And the point to get the product is that you have to prepare the project activity book in very big details. So for 24 months that the project was lasted, it has to be detailed planned. And we have to follow the project book. In the beginning, when you get the project, as we had in 2012, we got 80% of the money from the national agency in Croatia. And with that money, we traveled, and we had to make 24 mobilities of either teachers or students, which means like mobility means one person somewhere, for instance. So we made 30. So, and I was very glad with that, because we traveled to Estonia by plane, but to try to save some more money and to have more students travel and to learn about other countries and cultures and to contact with other students face to face, not just online. We tried to travel by train and even by a minibus, which saved us a lot of money, and that was fantastic. And I was very happy that these students and other colleagues of mine travels and see, and that was the main point. When you ask students, and I was very sorry, one of my students just posted and she wanted to join us, but she couldn't join us. Maybe it was low band or something. I shared link with her. She would probably say a few words, but I will just in shortly, because I had to do an evaluation, a survey. They loved it personally, because they learned about something different. It was a different type of learning.
it was working in teams, and the team was the most important. It's not like one person doing. I was the school coordinator, and most of the stuff was done by me, by communicating and this. But if weren't the help of my colleagues who were the part of the project, because one person, it's not possible to do. And many students would join through the year. It was fantastic. They did a lot of presentations about the project, videos. We did cartoons. We even had an international fair. You will find everything on this Comenius website. We have a national fair in my country, in my town. About the different types of project. Even the TV crew, Croatian National TV, came to do a short documentary about what the students did. And I don't know, it was hard work. It was a lot of work, like really, really 24 months. I was every day doing something. But it was worthwhile because the award that you get is working and meeting many people from different countries, learning about their lifestyle and learning about new things. I think I have learned a lot about honey and other products and healthy eating. And I'm glad that my students really had the opportunity to practice their English language, which was and learn a lot about new ICT technologies that they didn't have the opportunity to do in the regular curriculum. So this is, in short, about the project. As Vance and I mentioned, I will have a bigger talk, and it will be better when you have the presentation and see and read what we have done, maybe look at the photos and everything. But so far, you can check the stuff on the Comenius website, our Comenius website. I don't know. It was hardworking, but also it was fun doing it. And I hope this year my school will get another project very similar. For the moment, I said that I don't want to be a coordinator because I want to slow down a bit. But I said that I would be happy to help, and especially because we motivated many of my colleagues in my school and students, and people are like they woke up. And this was the main point of these projects, and I'm very happy because of that. Thank you for listening to me.
Yes, okay. We have first of all, is this the web? Is this your web page? That's the link that you put in the.
Yes, I put the link of the website of the official Comenius project. Mm-hmm. It is the. The website. Website is made. We had this. This is website that was actually originally edited or administrated by the colleagues from Estonia, but I also have the rights, so I also edit and post. It's made in WordPress, www.ee. And it's interesting, you know, for the website, I think I just posted it again. It's interesting for the website that it actually involves the first names of the towns of the countries involved in the project. So the K stands for Kisui Salash, a Hungarian small town near Budapest. Then N is for Narva in Estonia, a school actually bordering with Russia. It was fantastic to be there. O is for Ogulin, and V is for Vidin, a country, a city, a very big city in Bulgaria on the south, northwest of Bulgaria, and that was one. So we all had different tasks, you know. My school had the task to organize an international fair in our country and to make CDs with the photographs of the this fair. I will try. You can find everything on the Comenius website that is we made for this project, and we also have a Facebook official website. I'm just going to find it now and post it a link as well. And we post everything there. You can find me talking to the national TV team and other colleagues on Bulgarian team had also theirs. What Estonian team had to do, for instance, is, for instance, editing and administrating the Comenius website. Bulgarian team, they had to do a DVD of the films that we created. They had to arrange it into one. For instance, our school made a documentary about bees and honey and the importance of having bees alive. And they are, you know, they are threatened. If bees die, unfortunately, there will be it will be an ecological disaster, right? So it's good that there is a lot of these other topics mentioned in the project, ecological, learning, and anything else. So these are the things actually that the European Union wants us to do. Yes, James, it was very extensive and complex project, and you have to implement many things. Ecology, healthy lifestyle, maybe using web tools, learning English. So it's something that it is mentioned and asked even from the European Union or the national agency. The better you write your project idea, the more certain you are you will get it. And the only good thing now that I'm hoping that will survive, but I'm not really quite sure because I haven't been to a seminar in my agency for a year now, and those are the Erasmus Plus project, because I have heard that maybe soon in the future, and maybe it will be possible to have project with other countries, not just countries from the European Union, but countries maybe from Brazil or Argentina or Uzbekistan or Armenia or something other, which are not a member of the European Union, and at least it will. That depends on the types of the project, so there is a huge thick book to read about this, and I hope in the future maybe Marcia and I can do some Erasmus project. Who knows? at least in e-twinning, and I wanted to say a few words about that.
Yes, and I'd like to welcome Marcia and Jim Buckingham also, who both joined us, and both of your mics are muted, but if you want to say something, just unmute your mic and grab it. We've got a chat going at webheadsinaction.org/live, and Jim has been posting there and asked a few questions while Philip was on. But if anyone would like to come onto these questions, please do, if you want to ask your questions in the Hangout. I'm not sure when you have to go, Mariana?
I can stay for 50 more minutes, no problem. I postponed my stuff. So, yes, James posted interesting things in, yes, junior achievement. Very well, James. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. You know, there's a lot of things, and I cannot remember all of them because this is just a pre-prep talk, you know. But yes, junior achievements in not just North America, but also they started to begin exist in Europe as well. The Bulgarian team has these junior achievements, Hungarian team as well, but in Croatia they still didn't live. But what we have in economics department, where if students go to a vocational school for economics, they get this subject called student company, which is actually similar to junior achievement, but junior achievement is what I have noticed from other colleagues from Estonia and Bulgaria and Hungary is like extracurricular. It's not a part of the program. So Estonian team was a high school. They weren't even a vocational school. So what they did for the project is what they have learned through these junior achievements. And Bulgarian team had actually both in these in their program. They even had a normal student company in a classical vocational school for economics or business. Yes. It is typical for and. A good thing is that I made contact in Hungary when we went there with a colleague from Hungary who was a member of Junior Achievement who ran this project in her country, and she gave me a business card, and now I heard that in Croatia there will be these junior achievements, and I even gave that links and email contacts to my colleagues from economics, and they are planning to try to do maybe junior achievements in our school as well. But as I said, it's not in formal education, it's extracurricular, and sometimes there is not enough time. Really, they work a lot, and but I hope some of them will be interested. So making context is also always good in doing these projects. That is one of the things. And the most important thing for us is to, you know, you you get the idea about the people from other countries that you cannot get just from online context. We represented our country. We showed Croatia to them. They visited Plitvice Lakes. They have been to Rijeka and the Adriatic coast. They loved it. Hungarians didn't see the sea, you know, before, so it was like a dream come true for most of them. So that's all about it. It's not just work, but there's also a lot of fun and also educational trips that you have to do in your country to at least show your country, present it a bit. And the students presented their countries in PowerPoint presentations when they formally meet for the first time in Estonia. Our students talk about Croatia, they talk about our hometown, about our school, and we heard a lot about Estonia and Hungary. And the colleagues were fantastic. We would meet and talk, and the only problem was that some of the colleagues didn't speak English very well. So at least as Bulgarian and Croatian are very similar, so we communicated in many languages, and even in German, because, but that's the whole point. It doesn't matter, actually, even though the formal language, the official language of the project was English. Everything was done in English. We created an official e-catalog of healthy eating, and it was posted on Issue. Actually, not. It was posted on Ublisher, but you will find the link on Comenius website. I will just find it now for you. And it has 70 and more web pages, and you really can learn a lot from this. It's very, really useful for others to find, to read, to download, even though you were not a part of the project. And this is what is the most important thing, to get some result, to get something vivid, something that you can learn from afterwards. Okay.
I'd also like to welcome Michael Coughlin to the text chat, and he's been listening on the stream. Yeah, you can say hi to him. He can hear you. I'm not sure. We don't really know who's listening to our stream unless they mention it in the text chat. So it's nice of Michael to stop by and check in. Anyway, if anybody else wants to take the mic,
link to the cat. Oh, thanks, James. Thanks, James. James is already getting used to the website. Yes, it is under the results part. I'm not. We can still have time to change a bit on the website, so we are now doing it by the end of the 31st of July, but all in all, most of the things that we do, we post in the blogs, we post the PDF formats, we videos, everything that students have done or we have done, and when the project finishes officially, and that will be on the 31st of July, I have to go to the European Shared Treasure website, which collects, that is like a database, I will post in the name, sorry, I'm using my hands, the microphone, I'm using, so I cannot copy and paste, but I will write European, let me lose my video, I will be quicker. European Shared Treasure Database is like a storage of all the projects that have been done through the past 7 years in Europe. To get the other 20% of the money from the national agency, I need to, together with my colleagues from these countries that I mentioned, post everything we have done in the past 2 years, and so everybody can see. It's really fun to read and to watch videos and to find interesting ideas and documents from other projects on this. Let me just write European Shared Database, something like Shared Database. I think it is called like European Shared Treasure or Database, I got the link from my agency. They asked me, they gave me a specific link and, you know, password and everything to post on a certain website, and I have to do it by the 31st of July, also send them a final report in written and by email about everything we have done in the past 2 years, what mobilities, how many students participated, how many teachers participated,
and if we have really followed the project book, if all is done successfully, and I hope it did, really did, we really worked hard, as James mentioned, then school gets 20% of the money. I hope we will use it for for the things in school, and also to do more about this project. I forgot the English word. I will probably remember it later. But it has to be involved again. The money has to be spent again regarding the things that were done in the project. So I hope we will have this better classroom created and made for the student companies, and maybe buy some computers. And that would be really good thing for us, because you know schools in Croatia also are not very well equipped. So these are some of the things that people do going in Europe as well, going into certain projects and do mobilities, learn a lot, have fun, but also try to implement and do something more for their school as well. Okay.
You mentioned the collaboration with Marcia at some point. Maybe
yes, and I will give Marcia a word first, because we are doing an online project at the moment. Marcia and I are doing an online project at the moment. It's called Brazil Plus Croatia Project. Actually, she gets the idea, and she will tell more about it. And I really do hope, Marcia, at least in eTwinning, I hope as an Erasmus Plus country, she can participate with us in eTwinning online projects. But as I said, I still don't know much, but I heard and I read somewhere that we can do these this kind of projects with other countries, not necessarily European countries. The point is that it's more expensive, but it can be done, and I really hope for the future, because this Erasmus Plus project will live until the 2020. So they will start now for 2014, and I think they'll, or 2013, and they are for 7 years they last, until 2020, so we'll see. Marcia, you tell us more about our project that we have been doing for the past month.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to join you in the eTwinning project as well, Mariana, but we do not know if other countries that are not from Europe will have the chance. For now, we are developing a collaboration program using Google Plus as a platform. We use the idea that the first game in the World Cup would be Brazil and Croatia, so we linked our project not only students talking about themselves and about their countries, but also about the World Cup, because both Brazilians and Croatians were very excited about it. The project is going on so well that it should last for a month, but both Mariana's students and mine have asked to go on after they come back from school. So we will have probably at least another semester of collaboration. And it's a bit different because Mariana and I also interact with the students in the group, and because we're very friendly with our students, I think that's another reason for its success. The students are not limited to Google Plus only. Some of our students have been talking on Messenger, from Facebook and WhatsApp as well. What we really want them to do is to communicate, and we have been having them sharing texts of another platform. They have made texts to show their cities, and my students have not only shown our city, but all the cities in Brazil that are hosting the World Cup. So this way we are getting to know a bit more about Croatia and Brazil, and it's been very interesting. Over to you, Mariana.
Okay, or to Jim, if Jim has comments, or if you want another link shared, put it in the text chat, and I'll copy from the text chat. There's lots of links there, so I'll copy and put them on the website, learningtogether.net. So we'll have those links. They're pretty productive.
Marcia and I have been using Google Plus Communities, private communication for our students, which was fantastic. I really like it, even more than Facebook. The only official link that we can share, Marcia, is Wiki, right? So maybe the link of the Wiki website about the project. We are still editing. It's like just project that lasts for the last month, my students are on holidays at the moment, but they do communicate on Facebook, as she mentioned. But so far, we
both of us learned a lot, and the students learned a lot, and they asked me when the school was finishing, teacher, please, please, can we continue the project with the Brazilians? Because we planned only for 1 month, the project, you know. And we also, I said, okay, no problem. And many of them told me that they are afraid if I'm not going to teach them next year, which can be, there's a possibility, you know, they sometimes shift us from different classes, that they would like to continue and working with me on these online projects because they like them very much. They learn, they communicate, they practice their English, and I open a different world to them, even though, you know, students meet other people on Facebook. But they are more secure, and when they know that you connected them with somebody who has a teacher who you know, and I even got, I forgot to tell Marcia, one of my students said that her parents, they really like that, and they encourage her to do it, and they are really looking forward to her and me doing their projects with them, and they think that's great. So for me, that's a very big plus when teachers, when parents are actually supportive, very supportive. Did you post the link? Oh, yes, she did. Okay, great. Super. Hello? Did we lose Vance?
I had muted my mic. Is it, am I back yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Thank you for asking if you'd lost me. I was just lost in space there for a minute. Yeah, I was just wanted to welcome John Hibbs from the stream. He's stopped by and reminded me probably that we should be posting some of this material into the text chat there. But you'll be able to follow it. I've just promised to paste it into learningtogether.net, which is where we'll archive this, and I'll put all the links there, so they'll be available. I might even try to do it, if not this evening, it's evening here, then early tomorrow. Okay, so anyway, well, what do you want to, we've got the Brazil and Croatia project up. Would you like for me to browse around in there? You can, you could also share it yourselves if you wanted. But don't worry if you can't do that, but I'd be happy to browse on your direction.
I don't know if you are asking me or everybody in the Google Plus Hangout. I will just say a few words for the end. It was really a pleasure, and thank you one more time, Vance, for giving me the opportunity to speak a little bit about the Comenius project, and for also hosting my son and to talk about Minecraft. Yes, and thanks, James, for putting in chat that he loves the energy and the excitement, yes. And I hope you will be all eating healthy soon and reading more about our Comenius Enterprising Healthy and Creative project. And I thank you for posting everything on Learning Together website. I will blog about this, so I hope you can give me also the link later of the recording, but it will be on YouTube. And it was a really fun afternoon joining you in the Google Plus Hangout. Thank you so much, Vance and Marcia and everybody here.
Yeah, and just on that, John has said, too bad you have to do it twice, and that is true. Mariana is coming back on August 3rd to do something more comprehensively, although I don't know if that's pretty comprehensive so far. But just talking about this Comenius project, and we certainly appreciate Philip coming. If you missed Philip earlier, he was talking about Minecraft, showing us his YouTube channel, showing us some of his builds and tutorials, and we'll have the link to his channel in the at learningtogether.net. But he was pretty cool. We hope we get him back. Maybe he could just come on and do a session.
Yeah.
I'd really like to know how teachers can get started, because I've been kind of working around that one for a while, but maybe you could tell us later if you're out of time. But I'd certainly like to know more about how teachers can get involved with Minecraft.
In Croatia, I'm not very much familiar that teachers are using it, but as you have once shared several links with me about Minecraft in America, but maybe you can learn more from David. I know Dave Dodgson talked about that, and Marcia knows he's also going to talk about it in ITDI, a MOOC that will be soon, I think. But yes, you are right. It can be useful. That depends on the skills of the teachers, I think. And some teachers are not always ICT skilled, and or they don't know how to use them. But I'm glad that our son has at least has learned a lot of English and a lot of ICT tools. And but it's hard working, and sometimes we have to force him to learn other stuff for his school. So it's like good. It has always pros and cons, you know. So you have to swim through all these things.
Listen, if 3-year-olds can learn Minecraft, and they do, then I would think a teacher could probably figure it out. I hope.
If they like games, but I'm sure they can. And I know many colleagues that are math teachers and IT teachers that are very skillful, you know, and they really like to, as we always say, explore the tools. I noticed in creation that they do, maybe not Minecraft, but there had been some talk, and I think it will probably live. I think there will soon be, at least maybe I can do something about it, and Philip can help me, who knows.
Yeah. Okay, well anyway, these are great topics. We've just sort of brought up Minecraft, and we brought up the Comenius and the Brazil-Croatia project, and we'll hear more about the latter, the Comenius aspects, on April 3rd, August 3rd, another month that begins with A, on August 3rd, when I get back from leave and we sort of resume our learning together. So thanks very much, Mariana, for joining us, for hosting this session. You're a very dynamic speaker. The MP3, in order to understand everything you said, we'll have to listen to the MP3. That will be posted at learningtogether.net. And thanks, Marcia, for coming along, and also for Halima, who joined us from Uzbekistan, and Jim Buckingham, who joined us from just up the road here in UAE. And who else was here? I can't remember just off the top of my head. John Hibbs and Michael Coughlin in the stream. And John is saying, he made it really nice. He said, love the project. As always, Vance, your speakers are terrific. So apparently you've perpetuated that impression. So thanks again. This is, I don't know if I mentioned, this is June 29th, 2014. I always like to put that into a podcast. And we're talking with Mariana Skolcic. Got it that time. And thank you very much. That's my outro, and you can carry on, and we'll stop this recording in a moment.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Halima, Marcia, Vance, James, who joined us, and all of the people that you mentioned have been watching a screencast. Thank you. It was very exciting, and see you then on the 3rd of August, and I really did talk a lot. I'm sorry I couldn't share any screen, but I will post a PowerPoint on SlideShare about this, and maybe on the 3rd of August we can ask some of my colleagues and maybe students to join us and maybe to share some of their experiences, and it will be even a better experience for everybody. Okay, thanks, and goodbye.
Lovely to have that taste of it. I'm sure it will be, and we'll all be back. So see you on the 3rd.
Bye.
Bye-bye.